Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
There's a lot of feedback.
Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Hill. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I can hear you.
Okay, the internet is kind of messed up out here. Could you give us a word of prayer, and I'm going to see if I can try to get this fixed right quick.
Okay, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 19th verse. Well, let me start with the 18th verse. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. For you right now in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, that we can all come together and have an open heart and open mind to receive the word of God today, Father God. We're praying for our pastor. Ask that you will continue to be with him. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast or try to come up against any of our listeners and those that participate in our pastor. Lord, we're just praying, Father God, that Everything will go according to your will, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Father God. So we ask that you be with all those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know them by name, Father God. And Lord, we know you are a healer because in your word it says by your stripes we are healed. So Father God, help us to trust in you, Father God, and stand on the word of God. No matter what the outcome look like, we're going to stand and stand boldly and firmly and learning more of God's word. Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way in our lives. Be with those that are bereaved. Be with those that are going through, Father God. And we know you're working things out for their good. And you said in your word, you'll keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we just praying that they will continue on in this journey and help us to open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word, Father God. Holy Ghost, have your way in our life. Continue to be with our pastor as he teaches this word. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I do appreciate it. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure what all y'all heard in here, but anyway, and everything you think. So I'm just thanking God. Whatever needs to be cleared up, I'm sure he'll clear it up for you and that kind of thing. Hallelujah. We're talking about putting on the whole armor of God. That's where we left off yesterday. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, because the Christian life, we battle against rulers and authorities and powerful evil forces of fallen angels. And if I must tell you, their captain and the head of their regime is Satan himself, who is a fighter from way back. But you see, what he don't know, and I'm going to have Pastor read 1 Peter 5:8. It's kind of hard to discuss this lesson without making sure everybody understanding 1 Peter 5:8. So if she'll be so kind to read 1 Peter 5:8.
Okay. First Peter 5:8, reading from the King James. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
And that's what he does. He sees whom he may devour. So you see, you have a fight on your hands to be able to withstand their attacks. So we must depend on God's strength. We must depend on the word of God. And we're just to use every piece of his armor. I like what Pastor read yesterday, I think it was. You have to use everything God has given you. These weapons of mass destruction, indispensable.
Yeah.
We have to use all of this because Satan is being attacked. I know some people, they don't care, they don't see it. But I'm going to tell you, he's attacking believers. These other people that's kind of, you know, in his groove, he doesn't let them worry about other things, the political arena. What's going on at the football? What's going on in the basketball? He got their mind so, wrapped up until they don't even know they're being hit. And it's kind of bad. You don't know you're in a war and you're getting your head beat up. So we have to depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. So Paul is not only giving his counsel to the church, the body of Christ, but to all individuals within the church, within the whole mm-hmm. body of Christ need to know they are to arm. They are to take arms. And that's just not a phrase. When you take arms, that means it's time to war.
Mm-hmm.
So as you battle against these powers of this dark world, light in the strength of the church, remember whose power you're operating in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Fighting against flesh and blood. That is like so important. It's easy to forget that person you arguing with is not who you really fighting.
Yes, yes, say that.
Jesus looked right at Peter, the very one who sat down and ate, the same one he watched make fish, fish, and bread, bread. The same one he told him, take your nets and put it on the other side. That same Peter, the disciple, who when they was in the mm-hmm. upper room, fought with them. And Jesus said, now one of y'all going to betray me. One of you going to deny me. The same Peter.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord called him out one day and said, he didn't even call him Peter. He called him Satan. Get henceforth behind me. See, sometimes you got to recognize that person, but what's going on in that person.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're fighting against flesh and blood. And folks, they don't want to do that because they want to be nice, you know. They don't want to make anybody's feelings. You know, enough already. If your feelings get hurt, they're supposed to because you're in a war.
All right.
You may, and it's not friendly fire either. And if you want mm-hmm. to call it that, no problem with that. But that's not what this is. This is critiques, brothers and sisters. And we have to learn to do battle with the enemy. And it's not that person. You know, because it ain't easy to tell folks. You know, you call them out and like Jesus did with Peter. He said, Satan, get henceforth behind me. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Peter? Yes, Peter, get henceforth behind me. So that's very important, brothers and sisters, okay? But like I said, the thing we want to look at, there are two, please understand this, there are two armors. The defense armor, that's for protection, and the offense armor, that's for conquering. And so when we read that 13th verse, I'm going to ask Pastor Chia read Ephesians 6 and 13. And while she find that, no, brothers and sisters, stop allowing Satan to tell you that's your wife, that's your husband, that's your child. It ain't. See, when he can talk to you and convince you that argument that you just had between you and your wife, he got you because that's what he does. He deceives people. And know that that's him. And if you're smart, you and your child are buying that thing up and say, you know
mm-hmm.
what, that's not who we are.
All right.
But read that, Pastor, Ephesians 6:13.
Okay, reading from the King James. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Amen.
Oh yeah. So you gotta stand. You're in a war. You can't be a coward. A lot of times people they get a couple of licks. No, get back in there and hit back. You know, you're not
mm-hmm.
losing. You're not losing your client. It ain't happening. Whatever the enemy is taking, you getting it back because it's yours. It is
mm-hmm.
yours. Don't care what
yeah.
the enemy is. And he would like love for you to just give up. See, because
mm-hmm.
you know, most Christians, if you hit them in the mouth, they ain't going to hit back. And Satan realized that. Church, he's been fighting this war a long time, man. He fought it in heaven. He knew what he did in heaven. until he went to Michael, and that mess stopped. But on the defense, the armor for protection, okay? And this word, the helmet, is for the head, okay? That's important because Satan, if he can get the head, some of you are right now at the head of your household. He ain't worried about your wife. He won't get you. He wants you to engage in some foolishness. Some of you, the mother, you're the head of the household. And I want to tell you right now, because you don't have to be a man. Just be the head of the household. He wants the head. So what God said to do is the whole armor that is the head. And it's in various form to impose with many kinds of figurative, let's see how I should put this, when he can hit the head in many ways. Just let me put it that way. He can hit the head many ways. He'll hit you through your job. He'll hit you through the finances. If nothing else, he can get you vexed. He can get you angry. He would like nothing more than to get you angry about nothing, something that's pointless, something that has no validity. He would just love to just take advantage of you because you're the head. So you take the helmet and you cover your head. Then he says another defense, I'm looking at this now, another defense armor is to girt the loins, to brace the armor tight against the body and support. Why? Because the daggers that Satan is going to throw at you, and he uses words, man. He uses words. People don't realize that's what Satan really fight with. And he'll, if he can speak through a snake, if he can speak through a jackass, I mean, he uses words, okay, to get to us. His tricks ain't changed, really, because that's the power he had. He had power over words. And, boy, if that become a reality to you, this other stuff gonna become real easy. You know what can get you real upset? Satan throw the wrong word at you, something you disagree with. It happened to be word, so he can get you frustrated and he can get you all out discombobulated. You know, that's what he want to do. So it's important that you, for the loins to be braced and the armor tightened, because he's coming for you. That's why the Bible said take the breastplate, which really the breastplate is into two parts if you look at it. The breastplate is into two parts. And it's because one covers the breast and the other covers the back. When you're talking about a real breastplate, some people say, oh, you ain't got to worry about the back. Yeah, he wants you to take the whole armor. And the breastplate they're talking about here, one of them covers the front and the other covers the back. See, because you don't know how Satan's going to come. Why? With men. Let me tell you men something, too. Because, see, while you sleeping, Satan is plotting. And it goes for you women, too. He plotting. And that thing, you don't know it until it hits you. But Satan always plotting. He's coming for you. So you got to watch your back. That's why you had that breastplate on. Because you may get stabbed in the back by someone or somebody that you least expect. But guess what? That's who Satan uses. The one you think he won't, he will. Then you got to have your feet covered. See, remember this, the whole armor. So you got to have your feet covered. Front upper leg. They used to have a kind of sole that would let it be open. But let me tell you what, when you're in this battle with Satan, you got to cover from top of your head to the bottom of your feet, okay? That's real important, brothers and sisters. And I wanted to hit on because you got to protect the whole body. So you got to have the whole body shield. The whole body, the whole spiritual body needs to be shielded, okay? Yeah. I was going to wait, but I think I touched on it a little bit because the offense armor is to take the sword. What does the sword do? It destroys the enemy. Oh, what do you mean, mm-hmm. Priest? See, when you take the word of God and you start confessing what the word say you are and what the word say who you are, Satan can take that. I don't know how many of y'all realize Satan can't never be holy. He can't never be one. And that's one of you, believe it or not, when you can start proclaiming righteousness in your life, then Satan gets vexed. Because he can't say righteousness. He can't say he's right. He can't do it. He can't live in righteousness. That's not who he is. See, remember 1 John 5:18, you're born of God and the evil one cannot touch you because he can't get in that room. He can't get in there. So you start confessing in your home, on your job, whatever you're doing. Sometimes I'm in my car by myself and I just start thanking God. Now, if you really want to make Satan angry, start thanking God. Start praising him because that's what Satan was designed to do, was to praise him. Praise God before he got fired. That's why he got fired. His job was to take those words and praise them. We were never made to praise God. When we praise God, it's voluntarily. It's our willingness. God didn't require us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, let everything have breath. That's the entire universe. It had breath. Praise you, the Lord. But Satan was made to do this. He was created to do this. And the difference is this. When we're praising God and we're thanking him, Satan can't stand it. Because you're telling something like Ephesians 2:6, I've been raised up and I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you to mark Satan. But see, when you start just confessing who you are, he has to get away. You know why? Because you've been given the spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. That's what Satan won't have. He don't have that.
All right. Amen.
You have the right to come boldly before the throne of grace. Satan can't do that. He can't seek mercy. But you can, according to Hebrews 4:16, and grace and in the time of need. That need spiritually. Not physically. Everybody thinks when they see in the Bible need, that means physical. No, it means, most of the time it means spiritual. So you can fight this battle. See, we've been given, the Bible says, and I'm going to have Pastor read this so you'll know that what I'm talking about in 2 Peter 1:4. The Bible says we've been given this. I'm going to have to read that to King, Messenger Bible, because I want y'all to have a good understanding of this. When I tell you, you can have the mind of Christ, because Philippians 2:5 say that, it's not, I'm saying that because that's what the word says. You have the mind of Christ. Now, put a pin there for a second. You know who defeated the devil? Christ. So when you got that mind, guess what? You're defeating the enemy. When you using the tool, remember, we're to use every weapon we have. Okay, read that, Pastor, for me. 2 Peter 1:4.
From the King James, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And from the Message Bible, it says, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Yeah. You've been given this power.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He can't make you use it.
okay?
Amen.
I better say that again. Mm-hmm. You've been given time. The only problem is God can't make you use it. He's not going to make you use it.
Amen.
See, that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the sword of the Spirit, and it will destroy the enemy because you've been given his power. You've been given his power. Satan will surrender. So besides the sword of the Spirit, there's other weapons of offense where we're to use to spear. Other weapons we're to use to battle Satan. And maybe before the week's out, we may get a chance to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, when you think about the sixfold Christian armor, you don't have to go no further than verses 14, 15, 16, and 17. It gives you that. It gives you all of it. And the one I really, really want to get into is the shield of faith. See, it ain't nothing like the shield of faith. Everything is predicated on faith. Because, see, faith is what activates your belief.
Yeah, right.
Because you take the word of God and you say, this is what the word says, so I'm standing on it. That means you believe it. When you don't stand on it, because you don't believe it.
All right.
That's how that works. That's exactly how that works. And we're going to take a minute. Anyone like to have anything to say, press 1. And I do apologize for the conditions. It's going to get better. I'm doing a little outside job today, so I'm outside, but it's all good.
Praise God. Amen.
Any comments or anything you'd like to share on the lesson right now?
Okay, so I'd just like to read that 2 Peter 1 and 4 from the New Living Translation. And it says, and because of his glory and excellency, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Wow. Amen. So thank God.
Yeah, this is what you've been given.
Mm-hmm.
He gives it to you, but it's not yours till you receive it.
All right. Amen.
We got some places here where you can get all kinds of stuff for health, and they got places you can get food. You can get walkers, wheelchairs. They give you this stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Give it. But you have to go and receive it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got places in Atlanta. I'm going to tell you, whatever you want, they got a list of stuff through different organizations. They're giving this stuff. Whatever, you just name it, and they'll claim it. Guarantee you can get it. I mean, you know, you may have to show your address, that kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, they'll give it to you. But you have to receive it. Because they give it to you don't mean you're going to have it in your house.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you furniture. There's no need to be hungry in Atlanta or in America.
Mm-hmm.
No need for it. Much of foolishness. When the stuff is already here for you and been made available for you.
Yes, amen.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone
You're
else?
You're welcome.
If not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow for the...